Campus FM gli presenta Il Balomba, program li għati ħarsa li l-ħar ġrajiet u sviluppi relatati ma l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmin Saliba.
L-għodwa tajba jena Jasmin Saliba nil-għakom għal edizzjoni oħra tal-program Il-Balomba, l-program illi fih natu ħarsa lejn l-aħbarijiet prinċipali illi jkunu seħħew f'dawn l-aħħar jiem fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Meta ltaqa l-Parlament Ewropew il-ġimgħa li għaddiet kien hemm qatt ta' aspetti li ġew diskussi madankollu del persistenti u pertinenti kien dak tat-traġedja li seħħet matul il-ġimgħat li għaddew f'Lampedusa u li anke jekk b'dimensjoniet iżgħar reġgħajna tajna xhieda għal oħra simili fil-jiem li għaddew fl-ibħra territorjali Maltin. Apparti minn hekk kien hemm qatt ta' qosma oħra li kienu diskussi dak kienu jvarjaw minn kundanna l-estremiżmu politiku għall-estrazzjoni tal-gas magħruf bħala shale gas. L-inijiet tal-ekwipaċ fit-titjir kif ukoll ir-rikonoxximent ta' kwalifiċi personali. Fil-bidu ta' sessjoni plenarja nżammet minuta silenzju għal memorja tal-mijiet ta' persuni li tilfu ħajjithom tul il-vjaġġ ta' tama li għad ta' persuni mill-Afrika kienu qed jagħmlu lejn l-Ewropa u li jegħreq rib Lampedusa. Il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Martin Schulz għal din it-traġedja għandha twassal biex ikun hemm tibdil radikali fil-politika Ewropea tal-migrazzjoni. Din il-kwistjoni kienet ukoll diskussa l-erba' fejn kien hemm qatt ta' interventi minn membri parlamentari Ewropej inklużi Maltin. Però dwar dan is-suġġett se nitkellmu ukoll aktar tard. Tħabbar ukoll li il-Premju Shakarov, premju li jingħata għal-libertà tal-ħsieb, ġie mogħti lil Malala Yousafzai. Tfajla Pakistana li kienet il-vitma ta' sparatura mit-Talibani minħabba li ġildet biex in-nisa u tfajliet tal-Pakistan ikollhom id-dritt għall-edukazzjoni. Dan l-inċident mhux tal-li naffara milli tkompli bil-ħidma tagħha favur dawn id-drittijiet iżda komplit biex testendi l-ħidma tagħha fuq livell globali. Direttiva importanti li ġiet approvata mill-Parlament Ewropew kienet id-direttiva li tipprovdi regolamentazzjoni ġdida għal prodotti tat-tabak. Grazzi għal din id-direttiva sa prodotti tat-tabak se li kollhom twissijiet ikbar milli kellhom sal-lum. Apparti minn hekk, dalu fisseħ regolamenti ġodda viżavi sigaretti elettroniċi. Apparti minn hekk se ikun hemm ukoll it-tneħħija ta' tomiet varji li kienu qed jiġu bihom il-manufatturati il-prodotti tat-tabak. Din id-direttiva issa ser isservi bħala l-bażi li fuq għall-Parlament Ewropew ser jinnegozja mal-pajjiżi membri għall-leġizlazzjoni finali. Il-Parlament Ewropew approva wkoll regolamenti ġodda dwar il-ħinijiet għall-ekwipaġġ tat-titjiriet tal-ajru. Il-Parlament aċċetta l-proposta tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar standards ġodda s-sigurtà fuq it-titjiriet. Is-suġġett kien wieħed li għal diskussjoni taħra sakemm wasal il-vot. Aspett ieħor li ġie trattat fil-Parlament Ewropew kien il-European Professional Card Elettronika fejn permessa din il-karta tobba spiżjara periti u professjonisti oħra se bdew ikunu jistgħu jaħdmu faċilment f'pajjiżi oħra tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Apparti minn hekk din il-karta għandha wkoll isservi biex tipprevjeni li ċerti professjonisti mediċi li jkunu suġġett għal miżuri disċiplinarji f'pajjiżhom jaħdmu f'pajjiżi oħra. Kif jiġri ta' sikwit il-plenarja tal-Parlament Ewropew tilqa' fiħdana nies minn organizzazzjonijiet, pajjiżi membri u oħrajn terzi biex indirizzawha. Is-sessjoni tal-ġimgħa li għaddiet laqgħet il-President tas-Senegal Macky Sallwa. Fid-diskussjoni li għamel huwa fisser l-Unjoni Ewropea għan-nies ta' pajjiż u għal ħafna oħrajn hija sors ta' ispirazzjoni u tama. Huwa sprima x-xewqa tiegħu l-Ewropa u l-Afrika jagħtu bidu għal proġett reali ta' paċi u sigurtà. Kif għedna aktar kmin it-traġedji li permezz tagħhom mijiet ta' nies li kienu qed jaqsmu lejn l-Ewropa bit-tama li bdew ħajja ġdidu tilfu ħajjithom ikkarakterizzaw ħafna mid-diskussjonijiet li saru fil-Parlament Ewropew. Kien f'ħafna minnkom semmija tafu l-ġimgħa li għaddiet delegazzjoni għolja mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea mexxija mill-President José Manuel Barroso għamlet żjara fil-gżira ta' Lampedusa. Biex ftit ġranet wara din iż-żjara ikun hemm traġedja oħra li ġrat fl-ibħra territorjali Maltin. Il-Kummissarju Ewropea Cecilia Malmström fist-qarrija minbarra li tenniet il-kondoljanzi tagħha lill-familji tal-vittmi, irringrazzjat kemm lill-Malta u lill-Italja u lin-nies li kienu involuti fl-operazzjonijiet ta' salvataġġ. jasosniet il-koraċ li jurew dawn in-nies kien ifisser li l-ammont ta' vittmi ikun wieħed inqas milli fil-fatt seta' kien. Hija tenniet li sejħa tagħha biex l-istati membri kollha ipoġġu għad-dispożizzjoni tal-Unjoni r-riżorsi kollha neċessarji biex il-Frontex tkun tista' taħdem l-operazzjonijiet tant neċessarji. Hija qalet li wara Lampedusa smajn ħafna klim ta' solidarjetà. Madankollu dawn l-espressjonijiet jibqgħu tali jekk mhux se jkun hemm azzjoni konkreta mill-pajjiżi involuti. Hija appellat ukoll għall-pajjiżi fit-Tramuntana tal-Afrika, partikolarment il-Libja, biex jiġġieldu b'mod aktar effettiv il-kriminalità organizzata li qed tpoġġi ħajjet dawn in-nies fil-periklu billi jorganizzaw vjaġġi tal-mewt. Hija reġgħet tenniet l-istedina tagħha biex membri stati oħra wkoll ikollhom sehem aktar attiv fir-rappatriazzjoni ta' dawn in-nies bilan li jinstabu modi siguri kif dawn in-nies jiksbu l-protezzjoni mill-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-Kumitat Permanenti ta' Rappreżentanti il-COREPER ftiem biex flew l-European Globalization Fund jibqa' jiġi operat sa jannar tal-2014. Dan il-fond se jibqa' jagħti appoġġ lil dawk li tilfu xogħolhom minħabba tibdil fit-tessut strutturali fil-mod li bih qed isir in-negozju fid-dinja kawża tal-globalizzazzjoni u l-kriżi ekonomika u finanzjarja. Dan il-Fond Ewropew għall-Globalizzazzjoni se jikkontribwixxi b'mod sostanzjali biex jinħolqu l-impjiegi b'mod speċjali fost iż-żgħażagħ li huwa wieħed mill-għanijiet prinċipali u urġenti li jrid jintlaħaq fuq livell Ewropew, speċjalment f'dan il-perjodu ta' irkupru ekonomiku u soċjali. Il-fond jammonta għal 150 miljun euro kull sena għall-perjodu bejn l-2014 u l-2020. Il-fond se jikkofinanzja 60% tal-miżuri bris il-ħolqien tax-xogħol lill-istati membri fir-reġjuni li ntlaqtu mill-globalizzazzjoni u l-kriżi ekonomika. Il-500 miljun ċittadin tal-Ewropa għandhom jieħdu l-istess benefiċċji mid-drittijiet tagħhom bħala konsumaturi meta jixtru f'pajjiżhom f'pajjiż ieħor tal-Unjoni Ewropea jew b'mod elettroniku fl-Ewropa. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea bdiet konsultazzjoni mal-konsumaturi, mal-organizzazzjonijiet li ħarsu lill-konsumaturi u mal-negozji biex tara kif tista' tissaħħaħ il-protezzjoni transfrontiera tal-konsumaturi bl-aħjar mod. Neven Mimica, Kummissarju Ewropew għall-Politika tal-Konsumatur, qal li waħda mill-prijoritajiet tiegħu hija li jtejjeb l-implementazzjoni effettiva ta' drittijiet tal-konsumatur. Illum l-Ewropa kollha hi t-triq il-kbira ta' kulħadd. Biex tiqisma' mingħand il-konsumaturi s-sidien tal-ħwienet in-negozji dwar kif jistgħu jsaħħu l-protezzjoni l-aktar bejn il-frontieri mingħajr ovvjament ma tiżdied il-burokrazija. L-analiżi sertejn f'ħidmet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea li għaddejja bħalissa u li mhux se tintemm biex jitjib in-netwerk pan-Ewropew ta' korpi għall-infurzar tal-protezzjoni tal-konsumatur. Dan il-netwerk jaqdi rwol vitali biex ikun żgurat li n-nies fl-Unjoni Ewropea jgawdu drittijiet indaqs. Irrispettivament minn fejn jew mingħand min isir ix-xiri. Il-konsultazzjoni ser tibqa' miftuħa sal 31 ta' Jannar tas-sena d-dieħla u tista' tinstab fuq l-internet. Il-konsultazzjoni tistieda reazzjoni dwar kwistjonijiet bħal x'mezzi ta' investigazzjoni u intervent għandhom bżonn l-awtoritajiet tal-infurzar nazzjonali biex jikkoperaw aħjar meta jindirizzaw ksur tal-liġijiet tal-konsumaturi li jikkonċernaw bosta pajjiżi. X'sanzjonijiet hemm bżonn li jgerxu aktar prattiċi ta' ksur? U kif jistgħu l-awtoritajiet tal-infurzar jaġixxu b'aktar effiċjenza u jipprovdu respons aktar b'saħħtu ta' infurzar biex jiġġieldu l-prattiċi ħżiena li jseħħu ħafna fl-Unjoni Ewropea jew li jagħmilhom l-istess kummerċant li opera f'att ta' stati membri. Bis-saħħa tal-azzjoni konġunta tal-istati membri u tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, 116 il-website li bijaw lob kodba u videos mużikali u mużika digitali inġibu f'konformità ma' l-leġislazzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea tal-Konsumaturi. Il-Kummissarju Ewropew għall-Politika tal-Konsumatur Neven Mimica qal l-infurzar ta' drittijiet tal-konsumaturi huwa priorità għalih, inkluż fl-ambjent digitali li qed jikber pass imaġġel. Kuntent li dan hekk imsejjaħ sweep indirizzat uħud mill-kwistjonijiet l-aktar importanti relatat mat-tniżżil ta' kontenut digitali. Se ngħidu aktar minn 50% tal-websites ma kinux konformi li huwa fatt inaċċettabbli. Issa din iċ-ċifra niżlet għal 20% u mistennija aktar riżultati. Dan hu progress tajjeb ħafna imma ser ikompli ġielet għal aktar tip teħna l-Kummissarju. Din il-protezzjoni mtejba jl-eżitu tal-hekk imsemmija sweep, investigazzjoni ta' websites madwar l-Ewropa biex jiġi identifikat ksur tal-liġi tal-konsumatur u biex sussegwentement tżgura l-infurzar tagħha. Infrastruttura moderna b'interkonnetturi adegwati u networks affidabli hija kruċjali għas-suq tal-enerġija integrat fejn il-konsumaturi jirċievu l-ħjar valur għal flusom. L-Enerġija mal-Kummissjoni Ewropea adottat lista ta' madwar 250 proġett importanti tal-infrastruttura tal-enerġija fejn fost dawn hemm il-proġett tal-gas pipeline li għat Malta mas-għalija. Dawn il-proġetti ta' interess komuni se jibbenefikaw minn proċeduri ta' licenzjar accelerat u kondizzjoni ta' regolatori imtejba u jistgħu jkollhom aċċess l-appoġġ finanzjarju mill-faċilità. Huwa għandu lan dan il-proġett li jikkollega l-Ewropa u li taħta ġi allokat budget ta' 5.85 biljun euro għall-infrastruttura tal-enerġija trans-Ewropea għall-perjodu bejn l-2014 u l-2020. Dan għandu jgħin biex jiġi implementat aktar bil-ħeffa u jagħmluhom aktar attraenti għall-investituri u darba jitlestew il-proġetti se jrin jgħinu l-istati membri integraw is-swieq tal-enerġija tagħhom, jippermettulhom jiddiversifikaw is-sorsi tal-enerġija tagħhom u jgħinu biex jitemmu l-iżolament enerġetiku ta' ċerti stati membri bħal pajjiżna. Se jippermettu wkoll il-grilja li tadotta ammont dejjem jiżdiedu ta' enerġija rinnovabbli u konsegwentement jgħinu biex joqsu l-emissjonijiet ta' CO2. Aktar kmieni fil-ġranet li għaddew saret seminar li kien intenzjonat dwar il-rkupru ekonomiku u kif ser tiġi meluba il-krizi ekonomika. Fost il-kellima ewlenin kien hemm is-Sur Gérald Petit li waqna lista politiku tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Arħadna l-okkażjoni biex wara s-seminar organizzat mill-Musek nintervistawh għal benefiċċju tas-semija tagħna. Nisimgħu aktar din l-intervista.
Why the competitiveness report?
Well, the competitiveness report is a document that is used as a monitoring tool for improving the competitiveness of the European Union's industry. Because in fact, part of the Commission, part of the treaty says that the Union and the Member States shall ensure that the conditions necessary for the competitiveness of the Union's industry exist. Therefore, our report is part of this mission in the sense that it's a monitoring tool for a number of policy objectives in the area of industrial policy, like speeding up the adjustment of industry to structural changes or establishing a favorable business environment, particularly for SMEs, which are so important in Malta, for fostering innovation, research and technological development, improving education and skills, another issue in Malta, making public administration more business friendly, improving the participation of women in the labor market, and so on.
And this report is based on a level of benchmarks which are set and linked to, I assume, Europe 2020, correct?
That's correct. When you talk about benchmark, we don't want to rank the member states at all. That's not our objective. What we want is to establish the position of the member states in a number of areas, as I outlined in my presentation this morning. You saw the main points I raised in the presentation, which are those that are to be found in the Malta chapter of the report.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later on. And basically, in fact, at EU level, maybe we start first on the macro level. At EU level, what were the main conclusions which the report gave? And eventually, then we'll be able to focus also on the Maltese situation. Okay. But let's start at EU level. What are the main conclusions of the report at the EU level?
At the EU level, there are positive and weak points, and there are recommendations. Mm-hmm. Positive points is the good performance in exports, which have been the main driver of industrial activity in Europe. And in that respect, the EU has been outperforming the US and Japan. The trade surplus of Europe was 365 billion in 2012. Innovation performance has improved since 2008. However, we can say that convergence seems to have ended since 2012 in innovation performance. The business environment has improved in most member states, but so it has in the rest of the world. And also most member states have improved the skills base of their workforce. Now, the weak points, in short, a very bad one is investment remains low, and investment is the main, in our view, the lacking source of growth. High energy prices pose a problem for industries, and access to finance has deteriorated in many member states. For some member states, too, improving the efficiency and effectiveness of public administration is key to restore growth.
Are there links to what both the positives or the negatives can be attributed? Is it the post-recession mode? Is it affecting the negative aspects? And in the meantime, signs of recovery are reflecting the positive aspects?
Of course, the context of the crisis in some cases has made things worse, and in other cases has helped member states take measures that perhaps fostered better faster improvement. There is no general, I would say that there is no general movement, depends on the member states that you consider. In our report, we distinguish three groups of member states in that respect, which I didn't have the time to talk about. I would say generally that there is unfortunately still a lack of confidence in the member states in the confidence in the fact that the crisis will eventually end, and this is what perhaps why investment is so low to pick up. But I don't think there is a general message to be drawn from the crisis on the different performance indicators.
Okay. What is the situation related to the Maltese industry?
Well, the Maltese industry has many opportunities. It's a strong export-based. Malta has a strong export-based economy, and this has greatly helped Malta withstand the impact of the crisis. There is a robust performance of the SME sector in Malta since at least 2008, which is the beginning of the crisis. And Malta belongs to the very small group of member states that saw their SME sector expand over the past 5 years, both in the number of firms and in the number of employees. SMEs in Malta are dynamic in export, but they could be even more. Only 2% of Maltese SMEs export abroad, and at the EU level it's 4%. Bank lending to SMEs in Malta, I say bank lending, appears more favorable than in the average EU country. And that's an asset, of course. Now, the challenges of the Maltese economy. First, the economy needs to further improve skills and the utilization of human capital. This is one of the country-specific recommendations that have been made to Malta. Malta should adopt more ambitious research and development targets and move to a stronger knowledge-based economy. This is a very important thing. Malta needs to move up even further in the quality and the high-tech ladder for products, innovate more for becoming more competitive. The energy supply is an issue in Malta.
Is it the supply or even the cost related to it?
The cost related to it, of course, yes. Well, the supply needs to be diversified, obviously, and costs are very high. Malta is one of the three most expensive countries for energy costs to enterprises in the EU. There is also an issue in relation to energy. Malta has to address the challenges involved in meeting the climate and renewable energy targets, which is one of the country-specific recommendations. Malta has progressed also a lot in terms of business environment by implementing the Small Business Act in 2011, and it's now currently making efforts to implement it further. So these efforts have to be sustained with the government authorities and the business community working hand in hand.
Well, obviously you said that Malta is in a small groups where in certain areas where it's doing well. However, during the presentation it came out as well that in various areas we are not doing that well in terms of our benchmarking vis-a-vis the Europe average. While you said this is not a benchmarking like a classification of and ranking exercise, obviously from what you were referring even during the presentation, there are aspects which as any business community member in the Maltese island would like to have the improvement so that they can actually be more competitive and enhance the competitiveness of the country. What is the feeling that you got during the press, during the briefing this morning about how the Maltese feel that they rank themselves in the areas covered?
I was very interested this morning to know, perhaps to know more about the specificities of the islands in terms of access to finance, which was the subject that was discussed at large, if you remember, at the conference, because although we see from the figures that the loans to Maltese SMEs are relatively easier than in other EU member states, the situation is not satisfactory in the sense that there is also a need for seed money, you know, for startups, and in that I've recalled the new financing programs of the Commission, of the European Commission, that will start in 2014, which will contain a great deal of financial instruments, and including, of course, loan guarantees, and also finance for startups, for equity.
Is this one of the various measures that Europe is planning to aid its industry, in fact, at this particular stage of restart, so to speak, of the economy? How is Europe going to give support to its industry?
So to be more precise about the programs that, well, to give you a summary picture, there's of course the money coming from the structural funds. There is also specific programs directed towards enterprises, and I'm thinking about the new COSME program, the Competitiveness of Enterprises and SMEs program, which will run from 2014 to 2020, and with a planned budget of about 2.3 billion. And it works together with Horizon 2020, which is the research and innovation program of the Commission. So together with cohesion policy funds, there is a lot of flexibility in optimizing, if you like, financial instruments for contributing to business and industry, for fostering innovation, infrastructure, skills, and the priority action lines that every member state would have chosen to elect.
Is there anything which is linked to Malta, which in itself provides an example, a tangible example of how these various instruments are actually implemented and how they can actually support the local industry?
Yes, absolutely. This example has been repeated several times at the conference. It's the Jeremy scheme. The Jeremy scheme is a joint European, it means joint European resources for micro to medium enterprises, and it's a risk-sharing finance mechanism, which has been set up between the Maltese government, the European Investment Fund, and the Bank of Valletta. It has been a great success with the Maltese SMEs. And through an injection of 10 million euros from the EU and from the government, the bank can leverage about 50 million for enterprise from the Jeremy Fund. So the Jeremy Fund is a good example, I think.
And finally, as a last question, is it only funding which organizations look for? Is it a high priority funding, or there are other issues which are also seen as important in terms of the aid that industry can get to be able to be more competitive?
Certainly the general message is that the Europe 2020 flagship on industrial policy has been followed by quite a number of measures at the EU level to help industry and SMEs, particularly since when the crisis hit. But there's also the general the message that the Commission expects that the member states make the best use of these funds, and that they also take the opportunity to grow by themselves. You know, the European Union does its best, but cannot do everything.
U wara dik l-intervista ġejna fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm Il-Balon Balittama li sebtuħ ta' interess, jiena l-appuntament tiegħi magħkom ikun għall-bħallum 8 tiem. Sa tnittant mhux ġdid, jiena Ġesmin Saliba, insemmilkom.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Ġesmin Saliba.